The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. It's time for the Sharks Morning Skate with all the latest on San Jose Sharks hockey. Here are your hosts, Dan Rusinowski and Drew Remenda.
It's another game in a brand new year at SAP Center in San Jose. We've got the Sharks and the Tampa Bay Lightning for the second and final time in this regular season. And Drew, we're looking at the guys mapping out things to get ready for their first couple of drills here at Sharks Ice at San Jose for practice. And one thing we do know is that Yaroslav Askarov is going to get the start in nets against the Tampa Bay Lightning, the team that beat the Sharks 8-1 just about a month ago. So it'll be an interesting game for him. But we're also taking a look at Colin Graf, who looks like he might be getting into the lineup and playing on a kid line that I think is going to be mighty exciting.
Yeah, I think it's two interesting points there, Danny. Number one, Yaroslav Askarov going to go up against Nikita Kucherov, the best player from his country right now and one of the best players in the world, period. So I think that's an interesting matchup to look at today as the game gets going tonight. And having Graf with Will and Macklin is really interesting, considering when we talked to him the other day when he was asked about playing against them, he said it was annoying because they never, at Quinnipiac, they never beat BC or BU. So when I think it's a great move. You let those guys, they've all got a high skill level, they've all got speed, they all have a good competitive streak in them. I think it's great. Let's go, see what you got, and go up against one of the best teams in the league and some of the best players in the world.
By the way, just the other day, Quinnipiac played Harvard on New Year's Day. Overtime win for Quinnipiac, so Colin Graf is going to be happy inside that dressing room talking with Henry Thrun, who was the Harvard product.
Hey, I learned something the other day, and I can't get... Henry Thrun's dad played at St. Lawrence when you were... He was a walk-on.
He didn't play because he got injured, but he was part of the team. And it was my last year there broadcasting Jamie Baker's first year. Henry Thrun's dad definitely was there. Dave Thrun, good guy. See him all the time. His wife see him at the rink on the road and sometimes here at SAP Center. They spent Christmas time here. Yes, it's true.
That's fantastic. I couldn't believe it. I certainly could believe it because St. Lawrence got such a great program. But I met Mr. Thrun, and he told me that. I was like, wow, that's something I can't believe my friend Dan Rusinowski hasn't told me.
Well, here we are. Henry Thrun has an opportunity, of course, tonight, too, against the Lightning team that absolutely plastered the Sharks. And, in fact, if you look at the Sharks' recent woes, one win in their last 12, it started that night.
Yeah, I was thinking, it's funny, I was going through the stats last night, and I thought the very same thing. This is where it started for the Sharks, where they had a very good November. Well, good November, 7 wins, got that one in Washington to start off the road trip, and then things went downhill after that. And it started because the Sharks did not start on time. Like, my two keys tonight are start on time and compete. I mean, when you know me, I talk about controllables all the time. When you're looking at keys to the game and keys for when you're a player or when you're a coach, focus on the controllables. You can be ready. That's up to you to be ready for the game and making sure you're doing the things that you have to do. Pucks behind, skating off the puck, supporting, quick exits out of the zone because you're supporting and pushing the pace. And the other thing, as far as compete, that's just inside. That's just inside. I don't think they did that against the Philadelphia Flyers.
No, they didn't do it. It was kind of a repeat of what happened against Calgary. Flyers dropped their forwards back. They stood up to them at the blue line. They collapsed down low even when the Sharks entered. Took away everything that the Sharks had. Only 22 shots on goal. They absolutely have to be better than that tonight against the Lightning. And this is probably the hardest one of all. One of my Toyota keys for the game last game, Drew, key number 3, was win the 5-on-5 battle. The Sharks have not scored a 5-on-5 goal in each of the last 2 games. That has to change tonight.
Absolutely, 100%. And you mentioned only 22 shots. I think we're both shot volume guys. You've got to be able to shoot. You got to shoot the puck early, and get to the middle of the ice. The other day in practice, we watched that.
Well, you know what else? I asked the guys this before the last game against the Flyers. I said, you know, why not blast away? If you hit them in the shin pads a few times, it's going to hurt, yeah. And they're not going to want to get in there. And, yeah, you might have a couple of odd man rushes against, but make sure you're prepared for it and just blast away.
Yeah, 100%. I never think that shooting's a bad idea. Although there are some coaches out there that, like Rick Tocchet, when we were in Vancouver, he said just shooting for the sake of shooting doesn't make much sense. I disagree. Pass it off the pads of the goalie. Drive the net. Look for a rebound. But the Sharks have got to find a way, as you said, 5-on-5. Get to the middle. Get to the grind. Get some ugly goals. Get yourself going.
Well, I'll pull one out of Pete Stemkowski's playbook. He said, shoot for the middle of the net. You might hit the corner.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And, you know, they've had some chances where I think they're being a little bit too fine with their trying to snipe it in the top corner. Just get pucks on net and then crash the net. I mean, that's one of those levels of compete, and that's a very controllable thing again.
In the words of Daryl Sutter, a little bit more steak and potatoes, not too much dessert. That's what they need to do tonight against the Tampa Bay Lightning, and that certainly will help. By the way, the Lightning are flying. They're playing, I mean, in their last 9 games, they've won 7, I think, if my count is right. They're just playing unbelievable hockey. They're outscoring their opposition by a ton. They're having great defense, and a lot of that's predicated on the fact that they have the puck all the time.
100%. Very good point. Kucherov, in his last, I think, 13 games, has got points in 12 of them, including a 6-assist night?
5, I think.
5-assist night. And it just, he's absolutely incredible. Hague playing well. Point, you know, Hedman, they've got all the guys. They don't get a lot of scoring from their D. Their forwards do most of the damage. But this is a team that, as you said, they are flying and they are stacked from top to bottom. And they play a smart, tough, hard-to-get-through-the-neutral-zone game.
Interesting thought. Broadcasters Association votes for the coach of the year. John Cooper's never won it.
Never won it. Nope.
Isn't that something?
Never won it.
I voted for him a few times.
So have I. I mean, it's absolutely incredible he's not won it. But, you know, it's funny because, okay, you know, the people say, well, this guy should get it because they won the Stanley Cup. Well, then we give it to the Stanley Cup guy every year. There are some things that go into it, yes. But John Cooper never gets enough credit for that from us as broadcasters. We always think, well, you got a good team. You got a great team. Of course you're going to win. But you know as well as I do, when the Sharks had great teams, how hard it is to coach a great team. Barry Trotz said it. Hardest thing to do when you're coaching a great team is keep them interested in the regular season.
Which, by the way, gets back to another factor. And I don't think the Sharks coaching staff gets enough credit for what they're doing with this team this year. They've gotten them to play hard each and every game. There's a belief system there. Everybody understands that the talent factor against great teams is often tilted in a massive direction the other way. But the Sharks have, you know, they had a one-goal game basically against Winnipeg. They had, another one against Colorado. You know, really, really good teams have been pushed to the limit by this Sharks team. And, oh, by the way, I'm taking a look on the ice, noticing that we have 2 Stanley Cup champions from Tampa on this team, Barkley Goodrow and Jan Ruda. And I'm watching Jan Ruda out there doing line rushes, and look who his partner is. It's Marc-Edouard Vlasic. He is going to, look like, make his debut for the season tonight.
Great. That's great. They need, in times when it's like this, when you've lost, what is it, 11 of 12? When you have been in this situation where things aren't going well for wins and losses, you need somebody to speak up. You need some leadership. You need some inspiration. I think Marc-Edouard Vlasic can provide that.
Boy, what is he? Four games over from 1,300 in his NHL career, all with the San Jose Sharks. Yeah. There's only one Shark who's played more games in a Sharks uniform than he has. That's Patrick Marleau. Yeah. And, you know, I know Joe Thornton's played more games in the NHL, but really an incredible number. And I think that if the Sharks win tonight against the Lightning, he, of course, will say to the guys, well, of course, because I'm back in.
Exactly. Absolutely. That's what you need. Like, things get serious, as you know. So having that levity, having that wit, having Marc-Edouard Vlasic's personality now in the game with you, he's great on practice. He's great in the room with the guys. But having him in the game on the bench, I hope and I think it will provide a lot of spark for the Sharks.
And so those are the three exciting things to think about today. Number one, Colin Graf playing with Celebrini and Smith. Number two, looks like Vlasic's back in. And number three, Yaroslav Askarov is in the nets against the Lightning. We're on at 7 o'clock with all of the exciting coverage. Make sure you join us right here on the Sharks Audio Network. Until then, that's our Morning Skate show today.
You've been listening to the Sharks Morning Skate. Make sure you're listening all season long to the latest Sharks news and information right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.